You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Haters Press Conference Podcast. This is the first place, some say only, where you can hear football's leading managers' press conferences in full.
Eric, what's the mood like in the camp? Obviously, the victory in the last round against Liverpool was pretty memorable, but you've had some frustrations and poor results since then.
Yeah. Of course, we want to win every game. So when we don't win, then we are disappointed, we are frustrated. Sure, but we know also we can beat the best teams. We draw twice against Liverpool, we beat them in the FA Cup, we play very good against Chelsea. So yeah, when we play to our levels, we can really achieve really high highs.
Can I just ask you about Garnacho and that kind of social media thing last weekend? I understand it's been dealt with by the club, but it kind of suggests that the solidarity in the dressing room is not what it could be.
Oh, I won't point to that, but it's so Alejandro's young player has to learn a lot, and he apologized for it, and after that we move on.
And just finally, you got to the final last year. You obviously lost, which would have been a frustration. How much of that is a motivating factor to try and win it this season?
That we were in the final last season. Last season was last season. And we want to achieve every season. We want to win trophies. And we have a big opportunity because we are in semi-final. But yeah, it's a huge challenge. And we know all the problems, and always, when you have so many problems, you have to find solutions. So also for Sunday, we will find solutions, and we want to go into the final.
Eric, league position-wise, not sure where it's going to end up in mid-May. Maybe sixth, maybe seventh. Not sure. Would winning the FA Cup, as far as you're concerned, would that salvage what's been a disappointing season?
You have to always see the circumstances who you have to face. But I'm not thinking in this moment about this. I'm thinking about Sunday. I'm thinking about how do we go to beat Coventry City. And it's all about this. And for the rest is for later. And of course, we are planning for next season. But for now, in this moment in the season, it's all about Sunday.
What do you know about Coventry and what do you know about Mark Robbins?
We did our job, and we are prepared. So we know their team, and we know how they play. We know their individual abilities of the players, and also, of course, we know also the manager, a former United player, striker. His long period there, he's doing a fantastic job over there. We know a lot about them.
Are they dangerous? Being a championship side, is there that possibility that your team may underestimate them?
Of course, they are dangerous. They are in the semi-final, and then it's logical. And their last season, they were that far away from promoting to the Premier League, so they do a fantastic job over there. And we have seen the game against the Wolves in the quarterfinal. The mentality in the team is fabulous. So, we have to play to our best levels.
Thank you. Jonathan.
Eric, what's the team news? Are there any players back? Anthony, is he going to be back? McTominay?
Yeah, Anthony and Scott. I expect them to be back. They didn't. Scott didn't train all week. Partial. On Wednesday, today I expect him full. Anthony did train the whole week.
Can I just ask for your reaction on semi-final replays, on FA Cup replays being scrapped? Obviously, some of the club's most famous games have been FA Cup replays. I was wondering what your opinion on that is.
It's very sad for the British football culture. But I think also it's inevitable. And no one can do anything for it. And it's due to the overload in the schedule, and that's dictated by FIFA and UEFA, and also, England is part of UEFA, but and we are a big competition, and we are, we have a big influence and big impact in, I think, in FIFA and UEFA. But there are so many other countries, and they making the football schedule, and you see there is so much overload on the players. We talk this issue so often, and. Anywhere it has to stop, and as I said, I feel really sorry, really sad for the clubs in England football, but for top players this is a measure what can make some space in the shadow.
Andy.
Hi Eric, there's been some criticism of the form of Casemiro, especially compared to how he played last season. How do you see his situation, the way he's playing and his future at the club?
I think we needed a six when I arrived here. And last season, Casemiro was fantastic. I think even I don't think he scored so many goals as well. But as a six, as a holding midfielder, as a strategist, he was so important for the team. This season, he struggled with some bad injury. He never had it in his career. But he is such a winner. See his career. All his career, he always won. Everywhere where he was, there will be success. And I trust he will give us also the success. And I know he needs games, and he will be better. And I'm very confident about him. He's a fighter. That's why he won also the big trophies. He's a personality, and he's a very important player for us. And he will give us success.
Samuel.
Another key player last season was Christian Eriksen, who starts in the FA Cup semi-final and the FA Cup final. He's not really played a lot since the turn of the year. Is that purely because of Kobbie Mainoo's development, or are there other factors at play?
No, I think that is the main reason, that... Kobbie, his progress, and so we have there an extra option, and he was so important for us. He's that playing in that, say, in that 6-8 role, bring creation to the team, bring composure in our in possession game to the team. I think that is the main reason why Christian has less minutes as last season. Yeah.
And just clarifying, have there been any more injury setbacks since last week, or is everyone fine from the Bournemouth game?
No. So we have some problems with, already said, Harry all came against Bournemouth. He struggled. He had an issue, actually. He had a small injury. He didn't train this week so far, but now he's back on the pitch. So we expect him today back in the team training, and will be available, I think, I hope, for Sunday.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Did we see in the Carabao Cup final last season what it meant to Casemiro to be here and still be achieving winning trophies? You know, he's won Champions Leagues and everything, but that day he seemed very emotional about getting the Carabao Cup for Man United.
I think very good question. I think that game, and not only that game, also how we achieved the Champions League, he was such an important factor. But on that day, he makes a difference with his header, of course, but also in how reading the game and how control the game.
Richard.
Hi Eric. Just wondering, with the Champions League this week and with Borussia Dortmund going through, have you been monitoring Jadon Sancho and how he did, and does that alter anything in terms of his future here?
Yeah, we of course I follow international football, and we always follow the players who are on loan in other clubs. So we are was a fantastic game, Dortmund to get Atletico Madrid. And great performance from Dortmund. So, and also for Jadon, is that good news, right? Because he made his contribution to this result for Dortmund.
But I mean, in terms of him and Manchester United, has anything changed in terms of the way he's played for Dortmund at all?
No, but we know Jadon Sancho is a fantastic football player, and that is not a surprise for us. That is not the issue.
If you like what you hear, please remember to subscribe or follow and leave us a positive review. It really will help us get to more grounds around the footballing world. You can also follow Haters TV on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and our wonderful website at haters.com. Thanks for listening.